Blog Talk Radio.
I am dedicated to explore a life that is lived with clarity, confidence, control, and awareness. And that is exactly why today we are going to begin to explore the aspect of productivity in our life, because when we are productive, we feel more confident, we feel more in control, we have more clarity. We feel more powerful, much more powerful, because when we let go of our productivity, it's almost like letting go of our life. And so, how many of us really feel very productive at the end of the day? And how many of us always feel like we could have been more productive? How many people have a to-do list that is way, way longer than anything that we can ever accomplish, anything that we can ever really complete? And then at the end of the day, when we don't complete it, we don't feel good, actually. We feel pretty bad about it. So we are going to tackle this productivity thing on a series of productivity calls, but today is the first time we're going to begin talking about it. And so today is a very, very important aspect, because you have to approach it with step one first and step two after, one baby step at a time. And then before we know it, we're going to be very productive, or at least as productive as most successful people are. And to help us today explore the productivity is Debbie. And together, we're going to explore one option which I'm sure affects a lot of different people that are in the same place about it. We're also going to give you a few productivity tips that will definitely help you, but there's one condition: if you actually do it. And then we're going to give you a few websites that can actually make you more productive today. Again, if you actually use them. And then we have a lot of things going on today. And one more thing that we are going to also put a link at the bottom of this broadcast, but also tell you about, is a new program that we are working on, which is called the Enlightened Savage. And the Enlightened Savage is the program that really will take you one step beyond the secret into the ability to incorporate that information into your life. So if you have read The Secret, or if you understand the law of attraction and it makes sense to you that it works, but somehow it hasn't worked in your life, that product, this Enlightened Savage program, is exactly what you've been looking for, because that's what's going to open up your eyes and show you how to step into the mode where you can create everything that you wanted to create. And so what we're going to do right now is bring Debbie into the studio.
Okay.
And we're going to start exploring the productivity in part of that. So Debbie, are you there with us?
Yes, I am.
Great, Debbie, but you're coming in a little bit low and we can't really hear you that well. So if you can talk a little bit louder into the phone, that way we'll be able to actually hear you.
Is that better?
Not much.
Hello?
Yeah, not much better. We can hear you, but you sound really far away.
Hi.
So, Debbie, I'm really glad. Thank you so much for willing to be my productivity protege. And
thank you for having me.
And begin the process with it. But you don't sound very close and you don't sound really clear. So I'm kind of concerned about it. I'm going to ask you if you have a landline or another line that you can call in. Maybe we'll try that and that might sound better. Do you have another one available?
I'll do that right now. Okay,
I'm wonderful.
Do that right now, Tiffy.
Meanwhile, we're going to explore what is productivity? What does that really mean? Because I can say productivity and it can mean different things to different people. And I'll tell you what it means to me, and then I'll tell you what the definition of productivity is. To me, productivity means that I'm actually doing things that I want to do during the day, because what happens a lot is I have things that I want to do every day, but for some reason, a lot of things happen along the way that stops me from doing what I want to do. And when that happens at the end of the day, I feel very unproductive. Even if I've done a lot of so-called productive things, and sometimes even things that I fool myself into thinking are productive, still, I don't feel productive. And so the definition of productivity is a state of quality of producing something. And so when they say producing something, we're not really talking about accomplishing a post on Facebook or being able to watch 10 movies in one day. We're talking about something that makes you feel good about yourself, that you have done something that takes you towards the places where you want to be. And the definition says that the effectiveness of the productive effort, especially when you try to do some kind of work, is measured in terms of the rates of how much you actually are productive. And so that's what the definition is in the dictionary. And we're going to try to talk to Debbie one more time and see what productivity means to her. Debbie, are you there?
Yes, I am. Can you hear me better?
You sound much better, much better.
Hi.
So the first thing I'm going to ask you is, if you can think about it for 1 second, when somebody says productivity, what does productivity mean to you?
Okay, to me, productivity means formulating something in your mind or on a sheet of paper and seeing what you accomplish on that sheet or on that list or what you've had in your mind for that day and whether or not you've accomplished that productivity.
So what you're saying is, and I'm just clarifying too for my own head, is for you, productivity means how much of your to-do list you got completed.
Right. That's your productivity, whether or not you've done it or not. It's something in your head that you've said, okay, I have this product list. It's my productivity for today. And whether or not you've accomplished it, that's your productivity.
So that's really important.
Well, your productivity, you can look at it two ways. It's something whether the productivity that you have accomplished or you have productivity that you want to accomplish. You can look at it two different ways.
Right, right. So you have a to-do list of things that you have already done, to-do list today. And so you feel productive if you complete your to-do list for today. But also, if you have a list of things that you might want to do, the fact that you have that list makes you already feel more productive.
Exactly.
Right. So that's really important, because that's what a lot of people think, that productivity has to start with a to-do list. And so that means that a to-do list itself is very important. It's important when you make the list. It's important how you make the list. And one of the things that a lot of people talk about is they make a to-do list that is not realistic, and there's no way that you can do that today, the list that you make for yourself. And then you always fall short. And when you always fall short, then you tend to give up and say, oh, you know what, I'm just never going to be productive. But it's not that you're not being productive. It's that you really are not making the to-do list, or your productivity list, as we can call it for the sake of this show. It's not realistic.
Okay, but then there's a short-term list and there's a long-term list.
Right. But we're talking about the list that you do for today. If you make that list of things that you want to do in one day that you're not able to accomplish that one day, then that list is not realistic. That's what I mean. Yes, you can make a list short-term, you can make long-term, you can make a list for the day, for the week, for the month, for the year, for the rest of your life, or whatever it is that you want. But if you make a list for today, or for the week, or for the month, that is not realistic and you're never really going to get it done, then basically you're putting yourself in a failure position where you constantly
are going to fall short. Right, it has to be realistic, otherwise you're just going to give up. So it has to be realistic based.
So one of the things is that it absolutely has to be realistic. But the other tip, the other important thing about a to-do list is what I find a lot of people do, they make a list, to-do list, which I'm not even sure that that's such a great name for it. There's a lot of different ways to look at it and a lot of different names. So one of the things, little tricks that we can play with our mind is how to name that to-do list, or what we call it. Some people call it love projects, and that makes them more productive that way, because they look at it in a different way. Just the words make them feel better. Some people call it to-do list or things I want to do today. But what you call it itself can make a huge difference. Being realistic can make a huge difference. Another thing about that list, and that's just one thing. So when you talk about productivity, it's so complex that we can actually just talk about a to-do list for an entire hour and cover that. And that's basically what you're saying, Debbie. For you, that would be your first step, is to make that list. Right?
Yes.
Right. So one of the things that about making that list is when you make that list and when you actually decide what you want to do. And the tip of when to make that is before you go to sleep is a really good time to make a list of what you want to do the next day. But they found that that's really not enough. Because if you don't wake up and make that list first thing in the morning, or look at it and modify it, then most people will fall short. Now, I don't know if that happened to you. Have you tried doing that?
I do make lists in the morning sometimes. Sometimes I don't. It all depends on if I have things scheduled that day. It all depends on my day.
So
I have a very flexible schedule.
Right. So before we go on further, Debbie, there's something else I want to establish. When you look at yourself and you think about, am I being productive? Because everybody's at a different scale. On a scale from 1 to 10, on the average, not every day, but on the average, do you see yourself as being, what number would you give yourself on the productive and being productive?
70% productive. I always fall short.
So on a scale of
1 to 10, I think I do that because...
Debbie, on a scale of 1 to 10, what number would you pick?
Oh, 7.
Okay, 7. So, yeah.
And the reason I do that is because I think my to-do list is just too filled.
Right. So, yeah, just like I mentioned before, your to-do list has to be in line with what you can actually do. Right. So there you go. That's one really important thing. So a 7 is really actually a really good rating. It's really up there because the average person rates themselves below 5. It does not mean that they're not productive. It's just how they see themselves. So how they see what they want to accomplish, and it has to do with how realistic the things that they want to do one day is, but it also has to do with how much of a perfectionist you are. So it has a lot of elements to do with it. And so as a 7,
I don't look at it as being a perfectionist because I don't think you have to be perfect at everything you do. I think you just have to go and do the best that you can do. I don't think it has to be perfect.
Right, so you're not a perfectionist.
No.
Yeah, but
I do the best I can do.
Right, which is important. Doing the best you can do is really all you can do. You can never do more than the best you can do. But people that have the perfectionism problem or are perfectionists may be doing the best they can do and may put a lot of effort in. But if the result is not perfection, then they feel unproductive. Even if they have 70 or 80 or even 90% accomplished, when you have a perfectionist issue, then you may not feel that.
Then I think you always kind of fall short because I don't think anything is ever perfect. And then I think people who are perfectionists always kind of feel that they fall short because to be perfect is really hard.
It's a very hard life. Perfectionists have a very, very hard life.
Yeah.
You always, like you said, they always fall short, and that's not really good.
Yeah, that's not being realistic.
And so by the end of the day, when you accomplished 70% of what you set out to do, how does that feel?
It feels okay to me. It's like, okay, so there's that other 30% that I haven't done, so I'll put it for the next day, and I'll eventually get to it. And it's an ongoing thing.
So if somebody would ask you, would you have a passion and a drive to improve your productivity, is that high on your priority list, or would that be not so high because you're already accomplishing 70%, which is pretty good? And really,
I always strive to be productive. I actually visualize to get to certain goals and everything. There are things that I struggle with to get to certain goals, and those are harder to do. But to be productive, you know, you're talking about such a vast thing. So there are things that, you know, everyday things that will get done, like for my business things. But there are some personal issues that are harder for me to do. So those are like visualizations that are bigger tasks. And those may take me longer to do because it's just a harder task. So those are things that I have to work on every day, and that's going to be on my everyday to-do task. And some days I will achieve it, some days I won't, because it's just like a bigger bubble.
Yeah, actually, you just talked about a very important tip on how to be more productive, which is basically what this is about. It's not just about productivity. It's about how to take your productivity to the next level. And one of the things that is really important and really helps is visualization. Visualize, you're automatically already putting yourself on a higher scale of being able to be more productive, because before you do anything, you have to visualize it, whether you do it a split second before or a day before, you still have to do visualization. If you want to pick your hand up, if you say to yourself, pick your hand up, and then you pick your hand up, you actually have visualized already just picking your hand up before you did it. But you do it so quickly that you don't really realize it. And we did this exercise. Yeah.
So even if I'm making a phone call and it's a really important phone call to me, I'll kind of visualize the phone call before I make it. So I'm familiar and I'm kind of projecting the phone call in a manner to which I want it to work out in it, and I'm visualizing it and sending positive vibrations, so it will work out in my favor.
And that's exactly the way to do it. And that's a really good tip about how to be successful in little things that you do, like a phone call, or in bigger things that you do, like an important phone call.
Right. And I call it stepping into my power.
By visual, you call visualization stepping into your power?
Yes, it's a visualization, and it enables me to step more into my power by visualizing it.
Right, which is a great tip to be more productive. That really sounds amazing. And so, since we are on tips of being more productive, I will give you another tip, but I will ask you to think about it. Think about your productivity level and to think about, is there things that you always want to do but always fall short? And are there things that are standing in your way? One of the things that stands in people's way is having an email box full of emails. So one important tip is never to look at your email in the morning, to always look at your email in the afternoon, because that way you don't waste your peak energy hours on going through email. You go later on when you don't have that much energy and you can actually look at it and relax. Because they found that when you go into your email box first thing in the morning, it lowers your productivity by more than 80% sometimes, depending on how caught up you get in it. Because what happens is it spirals out of control. You go into your email, then you end up in Facebook, then you end up in YouTube, then you end up in a movie, then you end up with a conversation, then you end up all of a sudden you look up and it's 5 hours later and you're heading into the afternoon and you haven't been productive. That's
okay, so my other suggestion is to be very selective in what you're answering and kind of be very fine-tuned and when you're doing it. Like, kind of even be, like, very, you have to be very focused. You can't be off guard about it before
That's
you even
right.
go in it. Okay, this is what I'm going to be doing, and just be, like, very rigid about it.
Yeah, if you can. But that's absolutely another way to go. And then there's another way. You don't look at your email until the afternoon. You can definitely wait. And we have now also Robert joining us, and I'd like to ask Robert how productive he feels. Robert, are you there?
Yes. Hello, Tippi. How are you doing?
Hey, Robert. I'm doing good. Have you been listening to our big question of the day today?
I just came in, and thanks for your message that you're going to be talking about productivity, and it coincidentally happened to coincide with the clock. I said, if I hurry up, I can get on to Tippi Talk.
That's wonderful. So I have a quick question for you, and that is about productivity. How do you rate yourself on a rate of 1 to 10? How productive do you see yourself?
Depends on the moment. Right now, getting to
overall,
you is
overall, not
difficult.
The moment, on an average, Robert.
5.
A 5? Okay. Why is that? Is that because you... How do you define productivity? When I say productivity, what does that mean to you?
Accomplishing what you have on your plate.
Okay, accomplishing what you have on your plate. So on your plate, could that be a to-do list?
Absolutely.
Okay. So see, that's another way of saying it, Debbie. To-do list, call it what you have on your plate. I like
that. Exactly. So that's the same thing. What's on your plate, what's on your list. It's just other words to saying the same thing.
There may be other words of saying the same thing, but they trigger different kind of emotions. So it's important to find your way of putting what's on your plate in front of you, either in a to-do list or in a love project or in whatever way works for you. So that's the first step of it. I definitely want to be more productive. No question about it. And Robert, you're making a lot of noise, so I'm going to put you on mute, okay? A lot of noise over there. I think it's with Robert, right? Yeah, it is with Robert. Okay, so yeah, that's really, really important. I definitely want to be more productive, but it sounds to me that you're a little bit less than me, Debbie, on a scale of people that really want to get more productive in their life. I don't feel that I'm 70% productive as I would like to be. And I do need to take a second look at my to-do list. And it seems like when I do get into my productivity mode, I feel really good about myself. But when I don't, I feel really bad about myself. And so I can spiral out of control when I don't feel productive. But so that's the question.
Everybody, can I interrupt just for a second? Everybody has their own thing, but I don't think that you should look at it as a negative thing. Even if you don't finish what you do, it should be like, okay, I haven't done this, but I don't think it should be a negative thing. I think you should just kind of like the glass is half full or the half is, you know, half empty. You should just kind of just flip it around. Okay, didn't do this, so now let me do this.
Well,
don't
yeah,
feel
I didn't
bad
say
about
it.
Just
no,
it.
I didn't say it was a negative thing or a positive thing. I just said that I don't feel productive enough, and I definitely want to get more productive. And to me, if I can get into some kind of a program that will take me step by step towards being more productive, I would feel really good about that. It's not about negative or positive. It's about being more productive. And I think being more productive is definitely a positive. Feeling bad about it is a negative, and it's not very helpful. It doesn't really serve you, but yeah.
I think everybody can benefit from any kind of training or tool that's helpful.
Well, that's my question. If you can benefit from it, then what would you be willing to invest to be able to be more productive? And that's
it depends
question.
What you get from it. I don't think there's a price. I don't think that there's a price.
No, Debbie, you get the ability to be more productive. That's what you get from it. You get the ability, if you want to be more productive, let's say you're a 7 and you want to be an 8, and that's what you would get out of it. You get out of it what you set yourself to get out of it. If I'm a 5 and I want to be a 7, that's what my productivity workshop would be about.
Okay, then I think it'd be very useful.
Yeah, it would be useful for you too.
Yes. I think whatever is beneficial to be more productive is a good thing.
Yeah, well, I'll give you one website where you can go, and they say that it's a powerhouse of productivity information. And it's called 99U. And it's a website that is supposed to give you so much in your efficiency, maximizing it, and all kinds of ideas and notes, ideas and ways to do things. And
that sounds
other
good.
Websites. Yeah, that sounds really nicely. So under productivity, when you talk about productivity, really the first step is the to-do list. The second step is to rate yourself and make sure that that is correct. But and visualization is actually right there with that to-do list. Because if you don't do visualization, and I think you're ahead of the game, Debbie, because you already incorporate visualization into your daily activities, everything that you do.
Okay, that's good to know. Then I'm ahead of the game.
Absolutely with that. But then the next step after that, for people to be more productive, one of the things that hold us back a lot is organization. And the more organized we are, the more productive we can be, because I cannot even tell you how many hours people spend running around trying to find things that they don't know where they are or put things together in an organized way while they're trying to be productive. It holds you back statistically at least 50%, if not more, when you try to do it. So organization is not something that you, some people are born organized. I have a sister that shared a room with my other two sisters. Her corner, even at age 3, was always organized. Well, my other two sisters were being there. So she was born with that constant need to organize. But not all of us are that way, and most of us are not organized. So organization is definitely a skill that we can learn, and it's definitely a small step-by-step project that we can do to become more organized. How do you find yourself rating with that? Do you feel that that would help you, or do you feel that you are very organized on a scale of 1 to 10, Debbie?
Organization is not my best skill. I could definitely need help with organization. And I think that kind of puts me to a 7 instead of a 9.
Oh, so that's a huge one then. That's what's holding back a lot of the ability for you to be more productive.
Yes.
And still, it's still a huge accomplishment, though, to be able to be a 7 and still struggle with organization. So that's a really, means that you're very motivated. And
I am very motivated, but I'm very disorganized. If I knew how to be organized, I could accomplish a lot more. That's a huge thing with me.
Right. So that's what we're going to do. One of the aspects of being more productive is being more organized. And there's really a very simple, small little things that we can do to begin that project and small little things that we can handle. Because if you take somebody that's not organized, I used to be very unorganized. And I found that if somebody tells me, here's the list of all the things you need to do to be organized, that is so big and so huge, it's not going to work with me. But if you tell me one little thing that I can do, and I can handle it, that'll work, that I'll be able to do, that I can get enthusiastic about. So we have an organization, step-by-step way to organize. We have people, there is a guest that we've had before, and her name is Colette, and she would be coming back, and her life is about organizing. Her life is about putting things into perspective as far as organization. That's her strongest point. We'll bring her points and her tips on organizations and how to make that more effective in your day-to-day life.
That would be great.
So one of the ways to start in the organization is to kind of take a look and see what it is that you'd like to be more organized. Would you like to have everything more on the tip of your fingers, with work? Would you like to have, which part of your organization is the most important to you? Some people it's paperwork. Some people
paperwork for sure. All my supplies, my paperwork. Exactly. They're just not organized.
Right. So one of the things that we want to do, the first thing that we want to do to get organized is find a little corner in the house or in the car or whatever and call that and kind of clear that corner out completely, make it empty. Make it beautiful, make it my corner where everything will go in here will be organized. It could even be a suitcase or a file cabinet. It could be any little corner that you can find to start your organization. And once you find that, then you can go to the next step. And so if you're willing to do that, then we can take that to the next step also. So it's organization. Yeah, so it looks
I'm willing.
Yeah, wonderful. So pick something that you want. Just like Debbie, if you're listening, pick the corner where you're going to make that corner, your organized corner, where you'll be able to find everything. If it's a corner in your house, for example, we're going to put a home for your scissors. You're going to have one home for your calendar. You're going to know where everything is. It might be in your car, the back seat of your car. So you just clear up the back seat of the car and organize that to fit with whatever it is that you want to do. If it's a file cabinet, if it's anything you want, just go right ahead and find that. And that's the beginning steps to productivity because I am dedicated to making life more productive for me so that I feel good about my productivity level. I feel good about what I want to do. I know for sure when I look at my list, I made a list this morning of things that I want to do today. And when I look at the list of the things that I want to do today, it would take me at least a week, if not more, just to do that. So I know that I definitely have to organize my list. I definitely have to work with that first. And I love that Debbie does visualization, Debbie, because that definitely has to become part of the process.
So the best way of actually doing the visualization is taking either pictures or writing it out, I actually put it by my mirror and look at it every morning and look at it every night.
At what you want to visualize?
At what I actually want to visualize to happen.
So you take your list, you make a list, to-do list, and then you put visualization next to that, and you visualize that a night before?
Yes.
And you go through the list one by one?
So they're like small goals, they're small goals and bigger goals. So I have like a board, and on my board is a visualization chart that I look, that's there. And then I have like a little bulletin board, and then I'll put the list there. And every night, I'll look at that. And every morning I'll look at that. So it's dreaming it, it's living it, it's being it.
That sounds really, really good, Debbie. So we've covered a lot of things about to begin doing the productivity. And I'm going to give a quick summary because I know you have to run, Debbie. So with the productivity, basically we talked about what it means to us individually. So take a look at what productivity means to you. Put a name to that list, make a list, whether you're going to call it a to-do list, a love project. Be realistic. And we added another part of it, which was visualization. That's another thing that comes to mind. We're going to put all those different parts together into one so that we can actually go to the next level, raise it at least one step upwards. And that's our goal. If you're a 7, we want to make an 8. We want to make you an 8. If you're a 5, we definitely want to go to 6. We talked about organization, which is organizing. We talked about motivation. Actually, we did not talk about motivation. We talked about goals. So you do have to have a goal. And it's another thing that you have to have, the kind of goals that maybe big goals that had to be broken down, or smaller goals that could be broken down so that you can do it easier. And then we have another aspect that will go with your to-do list that we're going to finish with today, which is motivation. Debbie said she was very motivated. Thank you, Debbie. But if you're not motivated, your productivity level will automatically go down, way, way down.
Okay, and if you're not motivated, then you have to figure out why you're not motivated. And maybe it's just something that you don't want to do. And if it's something that you don't want to do, then why is it on your product list? Why is it on your to-do list? Maybe it's something you don't want to do, and then figure out what you do want to do.
So scratch it. Take it out of your
scratch
to-do
it. List. Right, scratch
good.
It from your list.
Exactly. Very simple. Just take it out. It doesn't
take it
mean
off your
that
list.
It's done forever.
If it's
right,
something you do not have to do, take it off your list. And if it's something that you do need to do and you're having a problem with it, why is it a problem? If you have to analyze it, analyze it. And if you just need to do it, then do it the first thing in the morning. Get it over with, and that's it. Scratch it. I did it. That's it. Done.
And that sounds like great advice. And before I let you go, Debbie, I just want to tell everybody that Debbie is an energy healer, and she's actually trained to find out what is the blocks of the fact that you are not motivated to do it. And so if you
and
need
I can
energy
actually
healing,
clear the blocks without you even knowing why you have the blocks, without pain, without knowing why, and I just get it out, the issues out of your tissues with ease, and get you into the joy that you so deserve.
Exactly. Thank you, Debbie, so much for joining us. And we
thank
will
you
be
for
talking
having
to
me,
you
Tippi.
Again.
It's been a pleasure.
Thanks. We will be talking to you again with organization and productivity and taking it to the next level.
Thank you so much. Have a great night.
Have a wonderful time at the chiropractor.
Oh, thank you. Bye.
Bye. So, Robert, how are we doing with the productivity? Have you been thinking about it?
Absolutely. I want to change my answer.
Go
I think
ahead,
I'm about
your
a, I think I'm about a fraction of a percent. And the reason why, there is so much to do. Now, on the other realm, I'd have to say I'm about 300% because so much does get done.
What do you mean by the other realm? What does that mean?
It's your perspective. If you realize how
so
much
wait,
you
is
do
your perspective that you do less than a half a percent, or that you do 300%? What's your perspective of your productivity? At the end of the day, how do you feel about what you did that day? Do you feel that you were productive, or how productive were you?
When I see work in place, and I've worked as hard as I can, I feel fantastic. But there's when
so
I have things
before,
on my
that's not the question. My question is, Robert, if you rate your productivity I definitely, exactly. You're defining what productivity means to you. If you see that you did something, you feel fantastic. But what I'm asking is, on a productivity rating, on an average, at the end of the day, how, do you feel satisfied with how much you did? Would you like to improve it a little bit? I think everybody likes to improve. That's not a question. But how satisfying is it at the end of the day, on an average, if you're going to rate it from 1 to 10? Okay, it looks like we lost.
10.
Yeah, you see yourself as a 10?
Not every day. It depends
okay,
on
so
the...
Okay,
so
again, I asked you on an average what you see yourself, and not every day. So that's fine. So basically, we talked about already making a to-do list. Do you make a to-do list?
It depends on the day. Some days I do.
Okay, and then we talked about... Okay, sometimes you do, sometimes you don't. And we talked about the making a list that is realistic. How do you find your list that is realistic?
The realistic list gets done.
Okay, so do you find that your lists are realistic?
If I want to have a productive day, absolutely.
Okay, so that's
days,
basically it,
days,
you, Robert. Yes.
Tippy, there's a word called efficiency. I didn't hear that mentioned today.
Efficiency. Go ahead and define that. What does that mean to you?
All right. I think everything you were talking about was more efficiency than productivity. I think the person who spends 10 hours on Facebook is very productive, especially for Facebook. But how efficient are they with everything else? How much balance do they have in their life? My goals, if you'll let me finish, are so astronomical that's why I'd rate myself at a fraction of getting to them. And I like having a lot of goals out there. And when I, if I accomplished them all, I'd have another list of goals that would be even overwhelm those. And I think that's what makes things so fantastic, is to keep on pushing the envelope. It's part of nature to, you know, to quest for more, to keep on pushing the envelope. So if you're pushing the envelope, once you get to that envelope, you're going to have a new envelope. And where is your productivity? You've been very productive. You read all your emails. That's very productive. But what did you do with everything else? Where's your balance? Where's your efficiency? That's where sometimes I'd have to say a 5, because half of my goals can't even get to them. And half of those things on the list, if it's working for something, like getting to Tippy Talk, well, I got here a little bit late. So where is that productivity? But we're still here talking. So now this is becoming a very productive time on Tippy Talk.
Well, thank you, Robert. I really appreciate it. So that's where the goal is with the productivity and with the idea of, you can see how we have two totally different perspectives on what productivity is and what the name you call it is. You can call it efficiency as opposed to productivity. You can call it anything you want. But the point is, how productive do you feel you are, or how efficient do you feel you are, and do you feel completely satisfied with what you were able to accomplish on a daily basis? If you feel completely satisfied, if you feel that you have accomplished, then you can call us and let us know how you did that, and that way you can give people tips on how you actually get to that. But if you feel like you would like to improve your productivity or your efficiency or any other name that you might call it, then that's what we're going to focus on. We're going to talk about how to be able to accomplish, to be productive, to actually do the things you say you're going to do, and to actually not do the things that you say you're not going to do. And one of the things that we're going to do, which we already discussed, is to make a list of things that you can accomplish that is more realistic. That is really, really important. And if you want to make a list of something that you want to accomplish tomorrow, you can make that list and you can submit it to me. Another thing that we talked about that I'm going to mention now before we leave you is that we are going to introduce that program called the Enlightened Savage. And that program is basically you're going to have a link right at the bottom of this if you're listening to me on the internet. And that link is going to take you where you can sign up for it, sign up for a free 18 nuggets about the Enlightened Savage, so that you can take all that information that you've learned from The Secret about how the law of attraction works and put it into your life so that your life becomes more productive, more satisfying, that you're actually accomplishing everything that you want to accomplish so that you can make your dreams come true much easier. We're going to talk about how to get more motivated. We're going to talk about how to actually visualize the things that you want to do so that they become more powerful. We're also going to utilize a program that says that when you visualize something that you want to do and actually go out and do it, what the percentage should be of how much time you should spend to make yourself more powerful, to make yourself be able to step into your biggest, boldest, and most powerful spot where you can actually be. And that's what we're going to be taking on with our productivity series that we're going to be talking about. Is there anything else that you would like to add, Robert?
All of your points are excellent. They're really nice tidbits of knowledge and information, all gems. Thank you.
No, thank you. Thank you, Robert, and thank you for adding that. I really appreciate that. And thank you so much for joining us. I'm definitely really, really excited about it because to me, productivity is one of the most important things that I can do. And so with that, we are going to ask you guys to submit whatever it is that you feel about it. Especially you can start with your to-do list or your things that you want to accomplish tomorrow. If you do not like to call it a to-do list, then you can call it anything else you want because it's your life and you're the navigator and you can actually call things anything that you would like it to be. We wish you really amazing discovery and we have come to the end of our time together here on Tippy Talk. It has been wonderful. Thank you, Debbie, and thank you, Robert, for joining us. You've been listening to Tippy Talk. My name is Tippy Feldenstein. We bid you a magical journey and let your talent be your potion. My name is Tippy Feldenstein. And the outro is not working, not being very productive or very efficient here today. Looks like I'm not going to get it.
Been running
there we go.
Like you got
thank you, Robert.
You're stuck in a full-time daydream. Always in a rush. I know you're busy for lunch. Taking
time to stop rushing around and start being productive luxuriously, one step at a time.
Cold feet on the gas. I've been driving too fast, chasing you down like shots of vodka. Every night I'm in bed, you're just a name in my head, and I say it like it's my mantra. Your aviators, but your heart is on all.